Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Diana Bagnall, research soil scientist with the Soil Health Institute. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The soil is a critical resource for us. It filters our water, it stores carbon for us. 95% of our food is grown in soil, so really every person in the world has soil to thank for just the fact that we're alive. At the Soil Health Institute, we like to think about principles. They are that we want to reduce our disturbance of our soils, thinking of things like reducing our tillage when we can, keeping living roots in the soil as much as possible. We want to increase the above ground biodiversity by having crop rotation, maybe including cover crops. And then we really want to keep living roots in the soil, which is very natural for soils. It helps improve their structure, protects them from erosion, and increases the amount of water that they can infiltrate and store. So when we think about ways that we can make our soil more healthy, we really go back to these principles. And then they kind of work out in different practices. Soil is really variable. It's really different across landscapes and geographies. And so finding exactly the right mix that works in a particular situation can be challenging. But I think a principle-based approach that outlines some of the practices we just talked about is a great way to start thinking about how we can improve our soil health. There probably are farmers in your area who are trying a few new things, and we always love you to connect with them if that's something that works for you. The NRCS and the Soil and Water Conservation Districts that are local often have really sound information. You can learn from the work that we do at the Soil Health Institute, perhaps, at soilhealthinstitute.org. And what we love to do is find ways to maybe connect with farmers who have really tried these practices. I've kind of talked a little bit already about how it's important to stay local with what works, but at the same time, trying something that maybe you haven't seen in your neighborhood is also a good way to start learning. And I think a principle that we really always encourage folks to do is to try something new and try it small in a way that it's really safe to fail. And so those are just some of the information sources that we've thought of. I'm sure there are others that I've left out, but I'm always happy to hear from folks who are looking to do something a little different and improve their soil health and, you know, benefit from the on-farm profitability benefits of that too.